Boom, there we go. We all know who the Toronto Maple Leafs are playing next because it's been written in the stars since yesterday when Austin Matthews scored his 49th goal. It has now been called poetic or whatever you want to wax it to be that they're playing the Arizona Coyotes. So I had to have on someone from the organization around them that covers them. And that is the man, Steve Peters. How's it going, Steve?
It's going really well. And you've got it right because Matthews has been unbelievable on a tear. And now the Leafs have the day off in Arizona today. So it's going to be 80 degrees and sunny. I'm sure Austin's got all the Leafs either on the golf course or the tennis course. Hope they're having fun. Have a few cocktails in the sun. Get all ready for tomorrow's game against the Yotes.
Yeah, it's going to be an absolute fun one for them. Obviously, Matthew Nyes as well. We'll talk about both those players coming from Arizona and basically being products of that environment. But before I jump in there, talk about an environment. I want to get down to Mullet before the Yotes are done in there and see a game. Is it as advertised? Is it still a cool experience? I know it's more intimate, but I think it would be a cool experience, man, being in something like that, a smaller arena with those fans so close to the ice.
You know, James, it's funny because everybody gives Arizona such a hard time and, oh, Arizona stinks and, oh, they play in this small building. And on the same time, everybody goes, yeah, but I want to see a game there. I tell you what, if you want to see Austin Matthews from 13 rows away, it is an unbelievable NHL hockey experience. Edmonton was here 2 days ago, actually yesterday, and you could see Connor McDavid from 13 rows away. It's like going to a local practice rink and watching the best players in the world. The atmosphere is fantastic, and I know it's a joke run league. I get it. We know there's only 5,000 seats, but I bet you Toronto fans, if you had the opportunity to see a game inside that building with a college atmosphere with fans on their feet, it's got they chant, they cheer, the music's great. It's a fun atmosphere, you know, and that's why it gets full of all these Canadian fans. I mean, you saw the Edmonton Oilers in the stands the other day. They outnumbered them. Wait till tomorrow. It's going to be all blue and white for the Leafs tomorrow at the Mullet. It is a fantastic place to watch an NHL game.
Yeah, well, it definitely looks that way, especially on TV and the way the walkthroughs went through. And yeah, it's, you know what, it is what it is with teams talking about how it's not fair, it's too small, it's this or that. It is what it is for this team right now, but it's an experience. It's something guys should kind of look forward to where it is that enclosed, smaller space, but it's just on top of you. And I love that. I can't wait. And it seems like it gets raucous in there. You talk about Edmonton fans. You're right. Wait till the blue and white fans get in there and start cheering on Austin Matthews and Matthew Nyes. One thing about this rink, and I mean, some people make chirps about it. You had Matthew Nyes. He's coming to town, hometown kind of boy, but he made that comment. He said, I got 50 or 60 people coming and it's going to fill up an entire section. I mean, had to get the dig in there. And I'm like, why you got to do that? Like you're going home, enjoy it. You know, don't rile up anybody. You don't need to rile up.
You know, James, Coyote fans are used to it. I mean, it's honestly part of the territory. The sad thing about Matthew Nyes, because I watched this kid play, he played with Josh Doan back when they were little kids, and we watched them play at the practice rink. And I remember talking to Shane Doan once, and we were watching his son play at the game. And he goes, no, Josh is okay, but watch this Nyes kid. This Nyes kid is the real deal. And who would have guessed he's come out to be like what he has done this rookie season? The kid's unbelievable. And for him to have a homecoming like this, I'm really excited to see Matthew and Nyes get the opportunity to play here. You're right. I wish they were playing in a brand new facility in Tempe and they had all of the fans able to come to the game to root them on. But the story's fantastic because not just being born here, but they actually play their hockey here, their minor hockey here. So having this opportunity to play back here for the Toronto Maple Leafs, I mean, it's absolutely unbelievable experience for Nyes and Matthews. I'm really excited to see what Matty Nyes can do here in this building with his big body and driving the net. I would guess those two guys are going to have a great night, but I don't know. Wait and see. Matthews always does well here in the desert. He's always good for at least one.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's all he needs right now. We'll talk about that in a second. We're talking about, you know, a new facility a second ago. You said, you know, be shiny new ticket in Tempe. I want to ask and get a gut check vibe from someone who's around the team a lot because it's all good for all of us to say what we need to say, you know, thousands of kilometers, thousands of miles away and say, you know, this is what we view the Coyotes as or the situation as. But you're someone who's there in the minutiae every single day. Is this team staying in Arizona? Do you have a gut feeling one way or the other? For me, I make no gripe about it. I've said Bettman should have let this horse go to pasture. I mean, they've tried, and it's not for lack of trying, But, you know, if they can get a rink built there, I never want to see a fan base lose their team. But it just seems like every avenue has been consistently exhausted. And it's like, when do you start saying maybe there needs to be something else? For you, what is it gut check-wise? Is it we're staying, or is it getting more towards the we're going to be going somewhere else?
You know, James, I actually worked for the team for 20 years. So I was on the inside of the locker room. I was around it when all this happened, when the rumors they were going to Hamilton and Portland and Winnipeg. I've seen it, and I've seen it come really close to leaving. I don't think that's happening right now. I think it's close. I think it could happen. I honestly believe they could play in Salt Lake as soon as the next season. I believe that. However, Bettman has put so much time and effort into keeping this franchise here in Arizona. This is it. This is the one last gasp for the Arizona Coyotes. The owner, Alex Morello, has a piece of land that they're going to go to auction in June. If he gets and wins that land in auction, this team will stay. If they don't win the auction in the middle of June, look for a knight in white shining armor to come save the team. There are rumored to be three other groups that are going to buy and keep the team here. And one of them is rumored to be the Phoenix Suns owner, Matt Ishbia. And he wants to package the Coyotes and the Suns and keep this team downtown. My honest opinion right now, my gut feeling, and Canadian fans aren't going to want to hear this. This team's staying. And they're going to be playing another season in Arizona. And I think they'll be playing in a new building in three seasons. And I know Canadian fans hate it. But let me say this, James. For all the Canadian fans that give it such a hard time and hate it, they sure as hell like jumping on a plane and flying down to Scottsdale to watch hockey for a day or two. So just hang on. It's going to turn out here. And I know people want to see, you know, it's Quebec, it's Portland, it's Salt Lake City. All of these teams come up. I think this team is going to stay here in Arizona. I think Bettman has put too much time and effort. And I think you'll see the Arizona Coyotes here long term.
Well, for me, I think the thing that makes most sense is what you said about Matt Ishbia. You know, make that a package deal. Have them play out of the same building for now. Get a new building built if that's the way you're leaning towards. And just make it a product, you know, just drive it home with both and be able to play off each other on both tenants as well, because then you have something rolling. And then he has control over it too. Someone who knows the area, someone who's entrenched in there, you know, it just makes sense. That's the best way to say it for that. And as a Canadian hockey fan, like I just said a moment ago, I don't want to see any fan base lose their team.
Right.
I would rather, and I think the owner, I forget his name, it escapes me at the moment, who said he'd swoop in and offer a generous amount for the Coyotes to move them to Salt Lake.
Ryan Smith.
I really think that Mr. Smith and his group would rather have an expansion, because there's all the hype and the hoopla around an expansion draft. It really draws eyes on your, you know, your product that you're building, and you can bring in people for the draft, much like Seattle did, you know, and really just pump it up and make it something new. Whereas if you bring the Coyotes there, you're bringing the team that you have, and then you're trying to augment that team with the cap situation that's there and everything. I guess what he would want, Ryan Smith, is probably a turnkey team and get in there. But if I'm a new guy coming in, whether it's Quebec, whether it's Salt Lake, whether it's Atlanta for the 50th time, you know, seriously, talk about markets that, you know, you've gone to and really didn't sustain. But, you know, you want an expansion draft is what you want. So I'm hoping the Coyotes can stay. All jokes aside, hope they stay.
And James, you look at that. You look at the last two expansion teams. Look at what they did in Vegas and Seattle. And not only did they create the hoopla, but they got good teams right away. You pull the Arizona Coyotes to Salt Lake, you're still the Arizona Coyotes. I mean, I'm not trying to knock this team, because they've got a lot of nice pieces coming, and their drafts have been great. All those things are true. But this team is not ready to win. And I think if you're Salt Lake, you're going, gosh, we get an expansion team. We play our cards right. We're right there. So, yeah, I agree. I do think that that's what Salt Lake's doing. And I know, again, I'm glad I get an opportunity to talk to some fans north of the border. I know it's a joke. We all get it. Like, we cover this team, and we hear everything that the trolls and the critics say. Get it. There is a hockey base here. But, like, anyway, you got to win. Like, if you don't win, people don't go. And I think that this team has been so bad for so long that people have kind of turned to it. And I know Mullet fills, thank goodness, their 5,000 seats can fill. But if this team can ever be just a playoff team, they don't have to be a Stanley Cup champion. The expectations aren't what they are in Toronto. I mean, you guys need, it's cup or bust every year. Here, they just need a team that's going to compete for it, that's going to play competitive hockey and be around that playoff spot. If they do that, I think people will show up because of the transplants, because of the Canadian residents. Western Canadian people live all over this valley, and they go to these games, but they want to see a winner.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, right? You want to go see. I mean, unless there's a big ticket coming in, like a Connor McDavid or an Austin Matthews or just a player that maybe yourself you want to see. But you want the team that is the tenant every single night to not only have some names in the lineup, but be putting some points up on the board and be in the chase. It makes for more exciting hockey. But speaking of making exciting hockey, Arizona has produced two top liners for our Toronto Maple Leafs in Matthew Nyes and Mr. Austin Matthews. We talked a little bit about Matthew Nyes just a moment ago, you know, growing up in the Arizona area, playing his hockey there. Same thing with Matthews. What can you say about, we've talked about Nyes already, but what can you say about Matthews, basically, and what he means to the Arizona market? Obviously, there was a lot of, hey, he's not going to re-sign in Toronto. He's going to go home and play in Arizona. And I still hold true to this. I think he will, at the tail end of his career, play in Arizona and really try to drive some eyes and, you know, just marketability to the Arizona Coyotes.
Yeah, you know, when you look at Austin Matthews, he's a guy that loves it here in the Valley. And he spends his offseason here. Even when it's 120, he's here. He brings a lot of players with him. Matty Nyes is going to be here as well. Austin Matthews loves the desert. He's not going to play in front of 5,000 people. That's not going to happen. I agree with you, James. I think at the tail end of his career, he's got a couple of parades downtown Detroit with the Cup. I think he ends his career in Arizona. I really do. He loves it here. His family's here. He wants to be around this, but he also wants to be a part of a winner. And I think that the community in Toronto has really embraced him there. And I tell you what, you look at this kid and what he has done. Like, he is... And again, this is going to be another shot, and Toronto fans are not going to like me. This is where they say get rid of hockey in the desert and hockey in Arizona. Guess what you wouldn't have? You wouldn't have Austin Matthews. Austin Matthews went to Coyote games as a kid. His favorite player was Danny Briere. He skated around in a Kachina jersey. Otherwise, he would not have played hockey. And now he's going to be the leading scorer of one of the best franchises in the history of hockey, at the center of the hockey universe in Toronto. And he is the guy. And that doesn't happen without hockey here and there in Arizona. He is a treat to watch. What he's doing this season is beyond special. Like he's a goal scorer. He's got that release. All those things are true, but he is driving the bus right now for this Leaf team. Like you read about, he's been unbelievable. And to be able to have look on his wing and see Matty Nyes, another Arizona kid, pulling this team, you know, through the muck and the mire is really exciting for an Arizona fan. I know there's a lot of Arizona fans here that root for the Coyotes, but they also root for the Toronto Maple Leaf just because of that homegrown talent there. And it is fun to watch. And I tell you what, they don't disappoint.
No, they definitely don't disappoint. And look at a guy like Matthew Nyes. And, you know, for me, this kid played university hockey last year. He's now in territory where he hasn't been. More games than he's ever played, you know, more minutes than he's used to playing. Also playing against higher skilled competition. And he's starting to figure out how to use his body, but also starting to figure out how to put it together for a full 60 in the NHL. We saw yesterday the beautiful goal he scored against St. Louis. That stuff will come for me. I think this season is about getting him the feels of being a first or second liner with the Leafs and what the grind is like. And I think next season you will see an unleashed Matthew Nyes, because he'll know what the rigors are like, what the travel is like, you know, what it takes on your body, the sleep schedule, all those different things that a pro needs to learn coming from the university ranks to here. I think this is just scraping the iceberg for the kid.
And keep in mind, this is still Toronto. Like, I don't know if I am sure you're inside the bubble, so maybe you see it, but it is the hardest place to play in the National Hockey League. You are under a microscope every time you go to the rink. If Matthew Nyes is playing in Arizona, one, nobody would even know who he was when he left the rink. No one would know and or care. And so you the pressure isn't there to perform every night. I think it's a different animal playing for the Toronto Maple Leafs. And I think Matty Nyes has done an exceptional job. I think the expectations were high that he was going to be, you know, a Calder kind of kid. I think the expectations have been so high for Matty Nyes. I think he's played exceptional, especially who he's playing with. But you're right. The best of Matty Nyes is yet to come. Once he's got that confidence that maybe I do belong here, and I now fit into my own skin, and this is great. Yeah, I think there are great, great days ahead for Matty Nyes in the Toronto Maple Leafs organization.
No, I definitely think so. And I was one that picked him as a dark horse for the Calder, obviously. You've seen what he was able to do tail end of last season. He came in, confidence was high, stripping guys of the puck, really showing that he belonged, you know, not only on the offensive side, but the defensive side. And when he did make bad plays, guys took him aside and let him know what was going on and where to fix that and fix it up, like Ryan O'Reilly last year. But for Austin Matthews, tomorrow could be very, very special. because he could score that 50th goal at home in Arizona, because that's where he's from, and really just set everybody, start a fairy tale, really. And everybody's saying, you know, 50 goals. Nobody's even talking about the fact he's scoring 50 goals. It's like, yeah, if it's 50 goals, cool. When, tell me when he gets to 70, then we'll start talking and, you know, chattering a little bit more. But 50 is still special in this league. He's one of the most prolific goal scorers since coming into the league. He's leaps and bounds. I think, what is it, 30 or 40 goals ahead of the next best guy since coming into the league. And that's guys like Ovechkin, Dreisaitl, Crosby, McDavid. You go down the list of guys who put the Pasternak, put the puck in the net. He is ahead of all of those guys. And if you want to throw a little bit of a hot topic out there, he's pacing faster than Alexander Ovechkin was for goal scoring.
That's unbelievable. His worst season, James, is 34. I mean, that's his worst season. Are you out of your mind? Like, this guy, and by the way, I don't know, James, is there sports gambling in Canada? Can you bet on
sports? Yes, we do. We got it. No, not every province has it, but we have it in some province.
We do in Arizona, so if you want to get hit that one, Austin Matthews is scoring tomorrow. He's getting his 50th in Arizona. Like, they are going to, everybody in blue and white is going to get him the puck. They want him to score this goal in this building, in this state tomorrow. Austin Matthews will get a goal. He may get friggin' four. Like, once he gets on fire, look out. And that's one theme. This Arizona Coyote team is on a 10-game losing streak. They stink. And so if he's going to light it up, this might be the day. So look for number 50 tomorrow.
We all know hockey games move fast, but with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL, you can score faster than anything on the ice. This week, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. You want to check out the Flyers and Leafs tonight, lay a bet down? That may be the way to do it. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use the code THPN. New customers bet just $5 on the NHL and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with the code THPN. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for your problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccp.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill and Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/hockey for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gambling resources. NHL and the NHL Shield are registered trademarks of the National Hockey League. Copyright the NHL 2024. All rights are reserved. Listen, we'll talk about the game in a second, but yes, 50 tomorrow for Austin Matthews. And I think it'll be nice if it was Austin Matthews from Matty Nyes.
Oh, wow.
The Arizona connection. Just finish that sentence perfectly. Write it in the stars. Write that script. Yeah. So tomorrow, obviously, the Toronto Maple Leafs coming into town to play the Arizona Coyotes. For me, I look at it like this. If a team is slumping, if a team is starting a new goaltender, if there's a former Maple Leaf in the lineup, those things always go against the Toronto Maple Leafs. So you're on a 10-game losing streak. I bet you it ends tomorrow.
There you go. Alex Kerfoot with the hat trick tomorrow against the Leafs for the Coyotes. I tell you what, you've said it. And this there's some kind of kryptonite for this Toronto Maple Leaf team against the Arizona Coyotes. We joke about it here in Arizona, and we say, well, it's an automatic win. We get Toronto on the schedule. They've won 7 of their last 10, the Coyotes. And and that's bad Coyote teams. That's teams that are racing for Bedard bad versus the team that's leading the Eastern Conference. And they still win. So, yeah, you can't say this is an easy one for the Coyotes, although they are really having a hard time right now. And they've had two good teams in here over the last couple of days, and they've just struggled. Edmonton came in here, and Edmonton didn't play for 40 minutes and still beats them by 2. If Toronto plays, and Toronto plays for 60 minutes, this could get ugly. And Karel Vemelka is going to start in net. And Karel's, he's been that guy that's made 50 saves before. He's done it.
Yep.
He just hasn't done it lately. He's really had a tough season. I'm concerned. This team has given up more goals in the first 10 minutes of a game than any other team in the National Hockey League. Toronto, if they get off to a fast start, this one could be over in the first 10 minutes. You just have to hope. You just have to hope that those guys like Alex Kerfoot or like a Clayton Keller, the best players on this team, need to understand the importance of this and rise to the occasion against a Toronto Maple Leaf team. And Maple Leafs see it all the time. I mean, you get the best of everybody every time you roll into an opposing building. It's the Leafs. People show up. You know, and so I guess you never count the Coyotes out, and you know, their record all time is fantastic, and their record since 2000 is fantastic. And I just don't feel good about this. If you're a Leaf fan, this could be a fun one to watch, you know, Manny. By the way, Canadian fans, because of you, we have to stay up till 8 for an 8 p.m. start. Like, what is it back there? You're at 10 p.m. start back home?
So I'm on the East Coast, so I'm in Nova Scotia. So it is 11 o'clock start
here. Oh, buddy, you gotta get a nap in. I don't like the 8 o'clock start here in Arizona. I'm old, so 8 o'clock's like my limit. Yeah. And I like, we could win at a 5 o'clock start. 5 o'clock start would have been perfect for everybody. So you got to stay up late to see it. But I think Toronto Maple Leaf fans are going to be thrilled. And you saw it yesterday in their game against St. Louis. I think if they just continue to play, this is a team that if they can play for 60 minutes, eventually they're a team that can wear their opponents down with their speed and their skill. So I would think that could happen tomorrow.
Well, definitely. And one thing that we do miss is Alexander Kerfoot on our penalty kill. That's one of the Achilles heels of this Toronto team, is giving up too many penalties. And of course, the penalty kill not coming through. Same thing happened in St. Louis. Same thing happened in Anaheim. Every game they've played lately, they've given up a power play goal. So it's not been good in that regard. So if they're not disciplined against the Coyotes, a player like Clayton Keller or even Kerfoot, just for the dagger's sake, could probably get some job done. But I look at the Arizona Coyotes and I say, this team here heading towards the deadline has to be, I guess, well-positioned to make some moves, to bring in some assets that hopefully start to turn into things that can be tangible in the lineup to turn this franchise. Who do you think the biggest trade targets are for the Coyotes here? I know Matthew Dumba comes to mind. I don't know if he wants to stay. He seems to like the area, but I don't know if he's staying. Who would you say moves off this roster and why?
Yeah, I think coming into this, you looked at two guys. You looked at Jason Zucker and Matt Dumba. Coming into the offseason, they're two guys that they signed with anticipation to release if they weren't in a playoff spot. They are not. I would expect both of them to go. And you look at the Toronto Maple Leafs, where they've struggled at the back end. And now you've got Morgan Riley out for a little bit. This is a team that has two rookies in the lineup in their last game against St. Louis, playing their first, you know, very first NHL game. And now you look at a guy like Matt Dumba, experienced, physical, can add a little bit of offense. He actually might fit in Toronto. They've liked him here. They've liked his physical presence and what he's brought. Unfortunately, for a team that struggles in defending and giving up too many goals, partly because of their goaltending, his numbers aren't great. And you look at his plus minus, he has struggled a little bit, but he's definitely a guy that's, I would see him as being the piece, because there's so many teams that need defensemen right now. I think Dumba's gone. Zucker, I think I expected a little bit more offensively out of him, so I thought he would be a piece. Last year it was Bjugstad. This year maybe it's Zucker, but the one surprise one to keep your eye out for is a guy that can help a lot of teams, and that's Nick Schmaltz. Nick Schmaltz is a guy that he's been on the top line with Clayton Keller for a very long time, and they moved him the last two games. He's been off the top line, and I think he's kind of fallen out of favor with Andre Tournier a little bit. And he's a guy that can still score. He's got 32 points in 52 games. He's still an offensive guy. He can still help out your power play. I think there will be some suitors for him, even though he has some term left on his contract. I think the Coyotes are getting ready to move past Nick Schmaltz, and he's another guy that I think can really help a team that's trying to push to win this season.
Well, there's a few names right there, and obviously the Maple Leafs do need defense, and he's someone to saddle up with Morgan Riley, so maybe Dumba is the name that kind of goes there. I want to ask you before we end this year, the Maple Leafs this season, obviously there's a lot of hoopla around them. They're not the same team. They're not winning at the same clip. They're starting to put it together now. Do you see this team, if they make a couple additions on the back end, being a team that can compete for Lord Stanley's mug with the Arizona boys up front?
I'm worried, James. And I tell you what, I worked for Brad Tree living here in Arizona. I love him. I think he's one of the best managers in sports. He's great to work for. Shane Doan is up there now. You've got some winners. I'm concerned about the same things I've said about the Toronto Maple Leafs over the last decade, and I think it's their goaltending and their ability to defend. And you know, you look at where this team is in goals against in the league, and they're in the bottom half. That's not a good recipe to try to run for the cup. I'm concerned about their goaltending. Having said that, they're good enough up front, and their top six is good enough. You can outscore a lot of those problems. We've seen Team Chicago won with an average goaltender. I think Colorado has won with an average goaltender.
Vegas.
Vegas. So it can happen. I'm concerned, and I'm also concerned about the path that Toronto has to take to get there. Yeah. And if the playoffs started today, you've got to go through Florida, then you got to go through Boston. I mean, and that is a tough go, but you got to beat the best to be the best. I just don't know if this is the year. I hate to say it, Toronto fans, I think you're going to be waiting for another season.
Well, for me, I'll say this just to end it on a positive note. If the Maple Leafs are able to augment the D just a little bit, give someone for Riley to play with, move the proper guys down their lineup. And one thing I've said is you go and look at who are the best penalty killers have been for the past couple of seasons and see who's available, whether it's a Blake Coleman and Adam Henrique, grab those players, insert them into your bottom six, which has not been scoring, but started to lately with Bobby McMahon and stuff. But if you could have one of those guys in there who blocks shots and helps that out, that might up your chances a bit.
Yeah, and you're right. And you're right. And the trade deadline is going to be huge for Toronto. And it's not that usual, the guy you're looking to score, because you've got that covered. You don't need that top six. You've got to get somebody that can defend. You need that scrappy guy that can block shots, kill penalties, been in those wars before. Blake Coleman is a great, great name to bring up. And you know what those guys also do? They also give those top guys a little bit of a relief and a little bit of, oh my goodness, we can defend. And they give them a little bit more confidence. So this is probably one of the biggest trade deadlines for the Toronto Maple Leafs in the last decade. This is a big deal because offensively, there is nobody in this league that can keep up with the way this top six can score. So if they can find a way to shore up their penalty killing and just a defensive forward and a defensive defenseman that can help defend the net front. I'm not even worried about the defense providing offense for Toronto. That's not a concern.
We need a stay-at-home guy upgrade for Simone Benoit.
Yeah, exactly. Get somebody that can defend in the blue paint and be a little bit of a physical force but can still move. You pick up those two players at the deadline, James, and you might be right.
Yeah, it could be a thing. And I want to ask you this one. You know Brad Treliving pretty well.
Yep.
Is he a deadline guy? Because a lot of people say in Calgary he wasn't a deadline guy. What he had is what he had, and he wouldn't make moves. I think that was more of an ownership thing. Myself, personally, I think if he can make this lineup better, he will.
Absolutely, for sure, it was an ownership thing in Calgary. Brad was limited a lot by money and ownership, and the ownership was very involved in any kind of moves that franchise made in Calgary, where that is not the situation here in Toronto. Brad Treliving wants to win. And if he's got the tools to win and he's got an ability to make this hockey team better, he's going to do that. And there is no question that he'll be active at the trade deadline if the pieces are there to make the team better. I don't think he makes a move to make a move. And that's why you have to watch. Some of these teams will make those big splash moves. And I tell you, one of them that did it, it's the Arizona Coyotes getting to Taylor Hall, which was a disaster because he got the flashy name. It just didn't fit in the room. I don't think Brad Treliving is going to do that. And I think you're right. It's going to be one of those names that a lot of hockey fans are going to go, who? Like, I'm not sure of that, but that's the guy they're going to need. So I think he does upgrade this team. I think he's going to do everything he can to upgrade this team. And you look at the cap, he can make that work with a guy in the bottom six and a defending defenseman. I think it can work. And yes, I think he'll be active.
Awesome. Well, before I let you go, do you have a Brad Treliving story to let Leaf fans know kind of who we have as a GM, whether it's a funny one or even a serious one about hockey?
You know what? One of the things about Brad Treliving, and I was the video coach for a long time, and he was my boss. He was the assistant GM at the time here in Arizona. And one thing I can say about Brad Treliving, he's not only a good hockey guy, he's an unbelievably good person. And his door was open for any issues from my equipment wasn't working, please help me buy some new equipment, to, hey, I'm really having a problem with this coach, can we talk about it? Or I'm having some problems, you know, at home, can you talk about it? And then he went to Calgary and became the GM, and I go, oh my gosh, like, he's a big deal now, and I'm still this little guy. He pulled me aside and we talked Calgary Flames hockey for an hour. I mean, what player fits here? What do you think about this guy? Do you think we should get this goalie? And he still calls me now. I shouldn't probably tell people that. It's trade deadline because I watch a lot of hockey down here in the Southwest. I'll still get that yearly call. And it's funny because he'll start off with, hey, how's your wife? Hey, Brad, just what do you want? Like, who are you looking at and who can I help you with? I know you don't care. I mean, does care. I don't mean it that way. But he's a guy that he's going to use absolutely every avenue he can to get better. And that means he's picking up the phone. So, yes, I expect a Brad Treliving call here in the next 2 weeks just to see what I've seen around the Southwest. He's a fantastic guy. He's a good person. I believe in Brad. I think he builds winners. And I think he builds winners with his staff as well. Toronto's unbelievably lucky to have him. And you just got to hang on because I think you got the right guy.
Oh man, now you got me all excited for the trade deadline. I cannot wait. Love to get you back on closer to the trade deadline in a few weeks here and just see where everything's shaking out and who and if a call has come and who you recommended. But I want to thank you very much for jumping on, Steve. It's amazing. Where can people find you and your work if they don't know already?
You know, you can follow me on Twitter at spetershockey, but jump over to PHNX here in Arizona at gophnxsports.com on the internet, or just check our PHNX YouTube channel. We do the same thing that James is doing here for Toronto. We do for the Arizona Coyotes on the other side. So jump on in and check us out.
We'll look forward to it. Well, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for tuning in. As always, make sure to hit that subscribe, mash the follow. But this is Offside Hockey Talk, where the Maple Leafs and hockey come to talk.